Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 25 regarding Diana, D-I-A-N-A, Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. Diana Knight is a 41-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 11-23-20. Apparently, she was taking a bag of trash out, and hurt her back. Apparently, she states this weighed between 35 and 40 pounds. Apparently, she felt shortness of breath initially, but then had symptoms in the right lower back. Apparently, she describes going to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Apparently, she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently, she did receive an injection that provided no help. Period. New paragraph. Per the record supplied, she was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 11-23-20. Period. They did not give a specific diagnosis. Period. However, their actual physical findings and others were not included in the pages provided. She was then seen by Virtual Occupational Health on 12-3-20. Period. They noted she had been to the emergency room whose records they were awaiting. Period. They did not give her any medication. Period. She denied any previous injury to her lower back. Period. She was experiencing pain, restricted movement, spasm, stiffness, and tightness in the back. Period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with a lower back sprain for which medications and activity modifications were provided. Period. She followed up through 12-18-20 and was referred for physical therapy. Period. This was rendered on the dates described. Period. She was to return on 12-30-20. Period. New paragraph. Instead, she was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell on 1-6-21. Period. He noted she had no lower extremity complaints, upper extremity complaints, or numbness or weakness. Period. She had low back pain that has decreased down to 6/10. But now increased back up to 8/10. Period. Her original pain rating was 10/10. Period. He performed a thorough clinical examination and diagnosed a lumbar sprain. Period. He ordered x-rays of the lumbar spine as well as a course of physical therapy. Period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. Of progress continued to be monitored by Dr. Mitchell. Period. The petitioner did undergo a lumbar MRI on 2-6-21 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. She was then seen by physiatrist Dr. Paul. Period. On 3-8-21, he performed facet injections on the right at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period. Her progress was monitored by Dr. Mitchell through 3-23-20. And follow-up from pain management. Period. She reported no improvement whatsoever. Period. Exam found negative straight leg raising maneuvers and an intact neurologic presentation. Period. He reviewed the x-rays of the lumbar spine, including flexion and extension views from 1-8-21, where the spine tilts minimally with the apex at L3, where the oblique views revealed no fracture, where the lateral view had normal lordosis without fracture or subluxation, where there was no dynamic instability, where there were L3-4 and L5-S1 degenerative changes more advanced at the lower level, where there were also minor osteophytes. Paired, he also referenced the lumbar MRI. Period. He did not agree with the radiologist's comment that there was right foraminal stenosis at L4-5. Period. Dr. Mitchell concluded that she sustained a sprain and strain in this event without radicular components. Paired, she has utilized non-operative measures without improvement. Paired, he deemed she reached a plateau and was at maximum medical improvement. Paired, additional interventional pain management would not change her condition. Paired, surgical intervention was not an option for her complaints, comma, condition, comma, and imaging findings. Paired, she no longer had a job to return to as she resigned, so work status was not an issue. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Motion of the right knee was full in flexion and extension with crepitus but no tenderness, period. Motion of the left knee, both hips and knees, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. Cervical lumbar, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion but actively flexed to 70 degrees with tenderness, period. The extension bilateral rotation and side band were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. Impressions on 11-23-20, Diana Knight was carrying a 30-pound trash bag while at work and believed she injured her back. Period. She was seen at the emergency room the same day where x-rays were not done and she was not administered any medications. Period. She followed up with Vertra at work, who continued her on conservative care. Paired physical therapy was also initiated. Paired new paragraph. Dr. Mitchell performed neurosurgical consultation on 1-6-21. Paired, he had her undergo an MRI on 2-6-21 to be inserted. Paired, she also had facet injections from Dr. Paul with no improvement whatsoever. Paired, as of Dr. Mitchell's last visit on 3-23-21, he released her from care at maximum medical improvement. Period, his final diagnosis was a sprain and strain. Period. In the paragraph, the current examination found there to be virtually full range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period, neither sitting or supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited any low back or radicular complaints. Period, she was neurologically intact. Period. In the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Paired to pre-existing degenerative changes were not caused, comma, permanently aggravated, comma, or accelerated to a material degree by the subject event. Period. End.